This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 401 for Friday, May 21st. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are weaker on Friday morning as comparable edible oils pull back. Also, interest in the old crop July contract is waning as trading focuses more and more on November. The July contract is down $27.10 at $8.76.10 per ton. New crop November is down $9.20 at $7.08.50 per ton. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady with the loonie at 82.90 US cents, which compares to Thursday's close of 82.85. Rain remains in the forecast for the prairies, particularly for Manitoba and eastern Saskatchewan. The precipitation so far gives crops across the region a much-needed boost, especially in the western prairies. In the latest supply and demand report from Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada, the department maintains its call on 2020-21 canola ending stocks at a very tight 700,000 tons. Ag Canada bumps up the carryover for 2021-22 to a still tight 750,000 tons. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending May 16th are down nearly 15% at almost 206,000 tons. Canola exports drop approximately 56% at 98,000 tons. Domestic usage nudges up by about 2% at nearly 193,000 tons. Reports state that the drought in North Dakota now rates D4 exceptional drought, with more than 16% of the state in that condition. The 30 to 90 day forecast for the U.S. is calling for the Western Plains to be drier than normal, while the Midwest and Eastern Corn Belt are to receive above normal precipitation. The Wheat Quality Council Tour of Kansas wrapped up on Thursday. The tour's average yield for hard red wheat is 58.1 bushels per acre. If that prediction holds, it would exceed the Kansas record yield of 57 bushels per acre set in 2016. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday. The July soybean contract drops a dime at $15.23 per bushel. July soy oil is down 0.4 of a cent at 65.36 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is down $1.50 at $3.99.60 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower on Friday morning, with the July contract losing a nickel at $6.60 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with the July contract down 3 cents at $3.55.5. Wheat futures are lower as well on Friday morning, with Chicago July falling 5.5 cents at 6.70. Kansas City July drops 4 cents at 6.21, and Minneapolis July loses 3.5 cents at 6.92. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, May 21st. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.